Nancy Stewart, Pam Holliker, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much.
It's wonderful to be here.
Now, you have activated a three-year initiative to preserve and protect Fort Wayne's Three Rivers. That's a mighty worthy cause. Nancy, in this case, what is Friends of the River's all-embracing mission?
Friends of the River's real purpose is in elevating the value and importance of our rivers.
That is quite a noble goal. And Pam, from a planning perspective, what's the city's biggest challenge in protecting these assets?
Well, certainly it is ensuring that they are as clean as they can be, especially our downtown rivers, because we're trying to bring everybody back to those rivers. And that really relates very directly to what we're trying to do with our storm drain Fort Wayne project.
Indeed. And then how can turning it into an artful endeavor help your cause?
Well, art can be a vehicle for so many things, for bringing the community together, for exciting the community, and for volunteerism. But certainly we are using art as a vehicle to paint the storm drains in our community, as well as encouraging children and others to do chalk drawings around some of the 29,000 storm drains that are currently in Fort Wayne.
My, that's an impressive number right there. Now, Nancy, you call this a 5-point plan of art attack.
Yep.
Very fairly so. Where does it all begin?
All right. Clean Drains Fort Wayne is, as you mentioned, a three-year initiative. It is a collaboration between Friends of the Rivers and Fort Wayne City Utilities. They certainly want to keep all the trash out of the 29,000 drains. And our initiative has 5 different components. The first, as Pam mentioned, is murals on 13 downtown drains. These murals will say, in essence, only rain down the drain. That's number one. Number two is our neighborhoods, and there will be 5 painted murals in each of the 4 quadrants. And number 3 is the neighborhoods, in that we are encouraging neighborhoods to do chalk drawings on their drains and then upload them to our website. That's forfw.org, and they will then be a part of World Rivers Day. The 4th one is getting into the schools and encouraging them to be a drain stormer school and chalk and or paint the storm drains by their school and once more upload them. And then the 5th is a celebration that we'll have on World Rivers Day, where all the pictures of the neighborhood and downtown drains will be on display, as well as those chalk drawings that have been uploaded.
That is where the attack begins. And I am curious, neighborhoods literally are forming your power blocks, and they are full of schools and, of course, drains as well. What advantage does this give you working up close and personal, kind of block by block through the city?
Well, as Nancy said, there are 4 quadrants in the city, northeast, northwest, southeast, and southwest. And so we really divided and got drains where there would be a lot of pedestrian activity this very first year. And we went out to all the neighborhoods and we told them about the project, and then we selected the drains. And people are very, very excited about seeing drains, especially in their neighborhoods. And they actually want more. And we said, well, next year, this is a 3-year initiative. So we're starting out with 5 murals painted in each section of the city.
And how do you motivate these young storm drainers to take on your cause? Is it difficult to get them motivated?
We've had a great deal of enthusiasm. We are a grassroots organization with Friends of the Rivers, so our capacity to be able to reach everybody in this first year, we would love to. But because of our manpower, it has not been as easy. But we have people lined up for next year.
And while this awareness is really catching fire, you might say, do you find that storm drains are sort of hidden in plain sight?
Oh, definitely. I think a lot of people don't even realize where the storm drains are. And then you would be very surprised. But a lot of people have no idea where the water goes. A lot of people think that stormwater gets treated, and it doesn't. It eventually ends up in our Three Rivers downtown.
And how important it is for us to keep in mind that it's the leaves, it's the fertilizer, it's the chemicals, it's the soap when you wash your car. We encourage you to pick up dog waste. All this goes into the drains, not to mention the trash. And I think one of the things I know for me, once this project started, I've noticed storm drains everywhere.
Yes.
And I've said, they're not taking really good care of their storm drains. I think if we can raise this level of awareness, and in particular, beginning with our young people, it goes back to when recycling was started. I know it was our children who said to me, Mom, recycle that. So if we can get that going,
indeed,
I think we will see nothing but success.
And as a matter of fact, if a picture's worth 1,000 words and you've got 33 cleverly adorned drains, what are they going to say about this mass awareness campaign?
Only rain down the drain.
Or shout it out.
Or, you know, no trash here. We really gave the artist artistic license in how to say the message, only rain down the drain, as well as the images they use. We have everything from someone swimming in the water to little frogs to alligators. So some are cartoonish, some are realistic. Very, very large variety of interpretations.
Which is exactly what we expect out of a creative city like Fort Wayne. And meanwhile, there are 29,000 storm drains yet to be decorated by artists, and they will have the medallions positioned at every drain.
Right. Right now, we have 8 neighborhoods that are participating in actually putting the medallions on their storm drains. They've been provided with maps. We're given chalk and also adhesive for the medallions to be put right adjacent to the drain, so they can participate in a very grassroots style in each of those 8 neighborhoods.
That's simply wonderful and something kids can take and run with. Okay, now let's talk about the grand celebration itself. World River Day is September 26th. And in our own Three River environment, World River Day is truly well represented. How and what will you all be accentuating?
Well, I will be accentuating the education piece and actually trying to get more neighborhoods to participate in the medallion program.
So you'll be actively recruiting that day.
Exactly.
At Promenade Park, where all of this takes place.
Yes.
What else can folks look forward to, Nancy?
We will have a wonderful family fun area with an obstacle course that has trash as a part of it. You don't want these things to go down the drain. You'll have an opportunity to fish for keys. There will be a mass coloring table, and all of this will be related to only rain down the drain, which is our objective there. There will be some storytelling for children. The youth theater is going to participate. The dance collective is going to do a river kind of a dance. We will also have pictures of all the storm drain murals on display. There will be an opportunity to meet the artists there. There will also be some pontoon sweet breeze rides. And we will also have a number of different, I refer to them as the water groups, that will be participating. Riverfront Fort Wayne will be there, the Mommy Watershed Alliance, Environmental Resource Center from PFW will be there, and I understand they might be bringing some exotic river animals. So it's just educating people about our rivers.
And don't forget all the music. There's going to be bands and my favorite, the food truck. So there will be something for everyone.
Sounds like there'll be a lot for everyone, especially the camaraderie and that united spirit, the united front, as it were, to really take a hold of this and run. Now, who will be attending and engaging that day, do you hope?
We look forward to having families, of course, be with us. It's certainly open to the entire community, and it would be our wish that we have people there that maybe haven't come down to see the rivers before. This would be a great opportunity for them to learn a little bit more about them.
It's a beautiful invitation, to be sure. Is it hard to get sponsors for this very project, as a matter of fact, the 3-year initiative?
No, I think it's very easy because of the momentum that has been growing for our rivers. I mean, it started a few years ago and some people may have doubted it. And then there was Promenade Park and now everyone talks about the rivers. Everyone talks about Promenade Park and preserving that.
Preserving it for the rivers to be here for generations to come. To stress once again how fortunate we've been as Friends of the Rivers to be able to collaborate with City Utilities. They have been just terrific in supplying us with information and being a real support system, not to mention the knowledge they have.
Conversely, for the city to have an organization like Friends of the Rivers that does this very meaningful work and makes these meaningful connections is really a plus. And we certainly can never underestimate or underappreciate that. And on the subject of world rivers now, how does Fort Wayne compare with other cities of our size and similar ecosystem?
Well, Fort Wayne is very fortunate because we have three rivers that meet in our downtown. There's probably only a couple handfuls of communities that actually have that. So we're very fortunate. And other communities have done this. We all have researched others, like in Baltimore. They've actually been doing this for several years. And the great thing is we've been able to learn from these other communities what worked, what didn't work, what was the best sort of techniques they use. We've been very fortunate there.
And doing diligence on the best practices.
Best practices. I would like, by the time we're through with the three-year initiative, where people are looking to Fort Wayne for best practices. And as Pam mentioned, we are very fortunate to have three rivers.
And to know exactly how to respect and treat them. Then, okay, since this is a three-year initiative taking care of some of those very issues, now that you have everyone's attention, what's next?
We will have more murals downtown. We will have more murals in the quadrants. And we know that there will be many more participating neighborhoods. And that's what we're looking forward to.
So it's really to build on what we've done this year. This was kind of our pilot year, trying to get the word out and just the different pieces. There really are, as Nancy said, five different pieces to this initiative. So it's really building upon what we did this year.
And we could at least dream that at one point in our city's lovely history that all 29,000 of those storm drains are spreading the good word about keeping themselves clean.
One of our measures of success will be how many medallions we can get placed on drains. Just how many of those drains? And we know we might not get all 29,000, but we're going to come close.
And so from your official positions, as well as from your own hearts, what do you say to folks who wonder whether all of this is too little, too late?
It's never too late.
And there is always work to be done. This is one thing that we can do, but there's actually lots of other things that we can do too. So as Nancy says, the work is never done.
And we chose to take a small part and focus on that and really get that message across.
Nancy Stewart and Pam Holliker are co-chair and committee member, respectively, of Friends of the Rivers Clean Drains Fort Wayne Initiative. Nancy, Pam, thank you so much for sharing this wonderful story with us today. Only rain in the drain. Carry it on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.